The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Lisa Coleman threatens a woman for cash, forcing her to make withdrawals at several ATMs. Coleman, 58, then robs a sandwich shop, a hotel, and a bank of the cash in their registers, all wearing heels, earning her the nickname the High-Heeled Hijacker. Texas cops used surveillance video and a license plate to identify Coleman as the hijacker. She's now charged with kidnapping and three counts of robbery.
Joe Melgoza and his bride Esther celebrating at their wedding reception when their neighbors, brothers Roni and Josue Castaneda, show up uninvited. Melgoza politely asks the brothers to leave. They do, but return with baseball bats and beat the groom. The brothers attacked several male attendees with the baseball bats, but Melgoza managed to chase them off. The groom then succumbed to a head injury before EMTs arrived. After their arrest, the brothers insisted that they were not at the celebration. But California cops discover a photo booth picture of Josue, Roni, and a female wedding guest tucked into one of the men's shirt pockets. Roni, 31, and Josue Castaneda, 22, found guilty of murder and could face life in prison. Mark Muffley checks a bag to Florida at a Pennsylvania airport, but TSA agents flag it for suspicious materials. Sewn into the lining of the bag is a homemade explosive filled with fireworks powder and lit through a slow-burning fuse. Muffley runs when TSA asks him to return to bag check over the loudspeaker. Agents also discovered several lighters, a case of butane, a wireless drill, and two GFCI outlets, a type of circuit breaker, from Muffley's bag. Local authorities, in conjunction with the FBI, were able to confirm Muffley's address, where they found him several hours later. Muffley found and arrested at his home on possession of an explosive in an airport and attempting to place an explosive on an aircraft.
More crime and justice news after this.
If you're a smoker looking for an alternative to traditional tobacco, you might feel uncertain at the thought of changing things up. Maybe you're ready to make a switch, but don't know where to start. Maybe you've tried vaping, but it wasn't your thing. Maybe you've heard of smokeless nicotine products, but aren't familiar with the options. Meet Zyn, America's number one nicotine pouch. Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Zyn is a satisfying tobacco alternative that puts you in control of your nicotine experience, which means Zyn pairs well with you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Big thank you to our partner making today's program possible. It's Grand Canyon University. Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes we're endowed with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the American dream starts with purpose. GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals. Offering over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides you a path to help fulfill your dreams. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University, private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Carlos Gonzalez Rodriguez cuts through a fence and removes a window AC unit to break into a Florida farmhouse. Gonzalez Rodriguez makes off with a TV, horse saddles, and a refrigerated trailer from a nearby shed. The thief then returns to the home, only to find cops taking the homeowner's statement. Gonzalez Rodriguez takes off in the trailer that's full of over $100,000 in poultry and leads cops on a wrong-way chase that ends with Gonzalez Rodriguez crashing into a cement wall at a neighboring farm. Gonzalez Rodriguez now charged with grand theft, burglary, and fleeing police. Authorities are continuing to investigate after deputies conducting a welfare check entered a Texas home, heard a gunshot, and then discovered two men dead, including one who had died apparently months ago. The Harris County Sheriff's Office says a 63-year-old man fatally shot himself just before deputies entered his home and found he had been living with a corpse. Neighbors contacted the Harris County Sheriff's Office about concerns they hadn't seen one of the men who lived at the home for months. After entering the home, the deputies heard a shot from the rear of the home and found the body of a 63-year-old man with a self-inflicted gunshot wound in a bedroom. It was unclear how the other man had died, but it appeared that he had been dead as long as several months. An autopsy is planned on the decomposed body. A Missouri police officer has been killed and a second officer badly wounded after a shooting at a small-town convenience store. The shooting around 9:30 p.m. Sunday killed Detective Sergeant Mason Griffith of the Herman Police Department. Authorities have not released the name of the injured officer. The Missouri State Patrol said the injured officer is in serious but stable condition at a hospital. The patrol has not released information about what led to the shooting. It wasn't clear if the officers returned fire. The patrol identified the suspect as 35-year-old Kenneth Lee Simpson of St. Louis County, who was able to escape. Herman is a town of about 2,100 residents, about 80 miles west of St. Louis. The parents of a baby killed in 1992 are in custody after newly developed DNA evidence led investigators to them. A farmer in Picayune, Mississippi, looking to feed his animals, found the infant's body April 17, 1992. The body was in a trash bin inside a bag wrapped in a towel with other garbage. An autopsy showed the baby was most likely born the morning on which it was found. It also revealed the baby was around 3 weeks premature and lived a few minutes before being smothered. The cause of death was determined to be perinatal asphyxia because of smothering, and the case was classified as a homicide. 50-year-old Inga Johansson Carrier of Avondale and 50-year-old Andrew Carrier II of River Ridge are facing charges of first-degree murder. They are being held without bond at the Jefferson Parish Correctional Facility and await extradition to Mississippi. Overseas now and to Japan, as Tokyo's High Court has ordered a retrial for an 87-year-old former boxer who has been on death row for more than 5 decades after his murder conviction that his lawyers say was based on forced confession and fabricated evidence. The Tokyo High Court said that Ueo Hakamada deserves a retrial because of a possibility that key evidence that led to his conviction could have been fabricated by investigators. Amnesty International says Hakamada is the world's longest-serving death row prisoner. He has been temporarily released since 2014, but still not cleared of charges after his execution was suspended and a retrial ordered. That ruling was overturned by the Tokyo High Court until the Supreme Court in 2020 ordered the lower court to reconsider.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible, Easy Breathe. Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed or do-it-yourself kits available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com. Get 20% off today. Thank you, Easy Breathe, for being our partner.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.